Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumo.com.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Ryan, and today I want to talk about a review article that looks at some of the effects of tadalafil on different tissue sites and effects that you may not be aware of. And the particular article is Tadalafil and Steroid Hormones Interactions in Adipose, Bone, and Prostate Tissue, Focus on Translational Perspectives. Okay. And so I'm just going to kind of give a brief overview of what tadalafil is. Tadalafil, or Cialis, is an oral medication that's commonly used to treat erectile function, improve erectile function, so treat erectile dysfunction, benign prostatic hyperplasia, as well as pulmonary arterial hypertension. And it's used and it works quite well in those disorders. It works primarily because it is a phosphodiesterase enzyme 5 inhibitor, which in turn increases the amount of cyclic GMP, as you can see in this diagram here, which causes relaxation of smooth muscle and vasodilation. And that works really well in terms of erectile function because it causes the corpus cavernosum of the penis to fill with blood more readily and cause erections to happen more readily as well. But it also seems to relax smooth muscle in the bladder and in the urethra in benign prostatic hyperplasia, which can help symptoms of lower urinary tract obstruction. And it obviously relaxes blood vessels, so that can help with pulmonary arterial hypertension. Now, one thing to know about tadalafil is it's a longer half-life than both Viagra as well as Levitra, or sildenafil and vardenafil, 17 and a half hours versus 4.5 hours. So you only need to take it once daily. And it seems to inhibit different types of enzymes outside of phosphodiesterase 5. So phosphodiesterase enzyme actually has 11 different enzymes in the body, right? And tadalafil seems to inhibit 5 and 11 more so than the other varieties, which seem to inhibit it 1 and 6. So sildenafil and vardenafil is more 1 and 6. One thing to note is that there have been multiple studies which have shown a link between the phosphodiesterase enzymes as well as aromatase activity and androgen receptor expression in bone, breast, prostate, adipose, and muscle cells. And so what the authors did is they cobbled together several different studies to create this review article, which is actually very interesting. When they looked at tadalafil and its effects on adipose tissue and skeletal muscle, they found the following. They saw that there were multiple prior studies which noted that individuals who took tadalafil had a better testosterone to estrogen ratio. So, and it was primarily due to a reduction of estrogen levels. And they weren't 100% sure as to what this was, but they ascertained it may be due to reduced aromatase enzyme levels in those individuals taking tadalafil. Aromatase, of course, is an enzyme that converts testosterone to estrogen, and tadalafil may reduce it. They noted that in multiple animal and human studies, there was an improvement in insulin sensitivity, which led to a reduction in sub-Q and visceral diet-associated adipose tissue. And they also found that it stimulated androgen receptor mRNA expression, which had positive anti-adipogenic effects. Another thing to note is that skeletal muscle is another target tissue of tadalafil with the same effects. So it does increase androgen receptor expression, which is a good thing. And so the key takeaway point is this may have some utility in individuals who are obese or are looking to lose adipose tissue. One good thing about the article is it had a list of all the clinical trials that they referenced, and you can actually look them up on clinicaltrials.gov, and you can see for yourself. For example, in this particular clinical trial, which involved obesity, It was found that it improved the following outcomes: fasting and postprandial glucose, insulin secretion, insulin sensitivity, body weight, body mass index, waist circumference, and body fat percentage, in addition to cholesterol and blood pressure. But I would take a look at this if you're interested. In terms of bone, what they found was that nitric oxide, phosphodiesterase enzyme, and bone cell metabolism were linked in multiple studies to the point where mice lacking nitric oxide synthetase were more likely to develop osteoporosis, whereas nitric oxide donor drugs improve bone mineral density and reduce fracture risk. Tadalafil is one of those. And so they actually noted a couple of studies where phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors seem to improve osteoblast genesis, which in turn would favor increased mineralization and bone formation. And I have a little diagram that kind of demonstrates that. Unfortunately, these were all animal studies, but ideally human studies would be performed in the future. But this does look quite promising, particularly because human osteoblasts have lots of, they tend to express phosphodiesterase 5 mRNA. In other words, they have high amounts of phosphodiesterase 5 enzymes. So the likelihood is with inhibition, you probably will have a similar outcome. And what we're trying to, of course, avoid is the following. This is just a diagram of what occurs in osteoporosis. So as you can see in this young female here, her bone resorption, that is bone breakdown, is equivalent to bone formation. So therefore, her bones stay mineralized, and you have that nice bone matrix of calcium, phosphate, as well as collagen, mineralized collagen. That's owing to the fact that there is adequate osteoblast activity. But as we age, unfortunately, bone resorption tends to get greater than bone formation. And therefore, the concentration, the amount of bone matrix decreases, and you're much more likely to develop a fracture. And so that's what we're trying to avoid. And tadalafil may help. Now, we are familiar with tadalafil and its effects in benign prostatic hyperplasia, but one thing of note is it may be useful in prostate cancer as well. In terms of its effects in benign prostatic hyperplasia, it's useful, again, as we had mentioned earlier, because it causes smooth muscle relaxation, and that in turn reduces muscle tone in the genitourinary tract. And that helps with benign prostatic hyperplasia in terms of urination, urine flow. And these were primarily in vitro studies, so primarily studies done on cell lines. What they found was that there is overexpression of phosphodiesterase 5 enzyme in prostate cancer cells versus normal prostate cells. And phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors seem to stabilize and upregulate androgen receptors in the prostate gland, which may be helpful as a target for anti-androgen therapy, because prostate cancer cells can be difficult to predict, and many times they can reduce or downregulate androgen receptors. And if there's no target for anti-androgen therapy, well, it's going to be more difficult to treat. Another interesting note is that we're starting to realize perhaps it's not so much androgens as it is increased estrogen levels that seem to be the issue. And there have been other studies that have suggested increased estrogen receptor beta. So if you have high beta estrogen receptors, that seems to be correlated, or it seems to be found in prostate cancer. And so phosphodiesterase inhibitors reduce aromatase expression and therefore have decreased estrogen production, and therefore have decreased estrogen receptor on these beta receptors. And so there are multiple studies here going on in terms of human trials. And so what they found with tadalafil, that is in terms of prostate cancer, is it seems to improve individuals, improve erectile function and sexual function in individuals diagnosed with prostate cancer. But we're still a little bit out, because this particular trial, the status is not completed in terms of its clinical and biochemical recurrence of cancer, whether or not it actually reduces that. And then another thing that they mentioned as well was that tadalafil has been shown in several studies to reduce or be beneficial would potentially be beneficial in reducing morbidity associated with myocardial infarction, so with a heart attack. And so they actually cited two studies here, which I thought were kind of interesting. This was an animal study, which looked at how tadalafil administration to rats reduced the size of a myocardial infarct, or to essentially damage to cardiac tissue. So we showed that phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor tadalafil was well tolerated and cardioprotective in the setting of an experimental myocardial infarction by substantially reducing ischemic cell death. This is an animal study. We also looked at this study here, and it in this particular study in Circulation 2009, they mentioned that it was primarily through, so tadalafil, of course, is a phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor. And what that in turn does is increases cyclic GMP, but also protein kinase G. And it's increase in protein kinase G that seems to limit the size of myocardial infarction and preserve left ventricle function. So preserve the function of the left ventricle in the heart. So your ejection fraction and your contractility is preserved rather than being affected significantly. So, and the best part is there was a great little diagram here, which kind of talks about the main takeaways. So what they found is that tadalafil seems to restore insulin sensitivity and improve or reduce visceral fat mass. It may be useful in protecting bone loss, and it does seem to improve the efficacy of androgen deprivation therapy in prostate cancer, primarily due to the fact that androgen receptors are stabilized. And so those were the conclusions that it had. Now, from my standpoint, I think it's a really interesting article. I think obviously more studies need to be done in humans so we can get more conclusions, but it may kind of move you towards considering utilizing a low daily dose of tadalafil. A lot of my patients utilize tadalafil for its effects on erectile function, and it works very well in terms of, and if you use low daily doses, anywhere between 5 to 10 milligrams. But what this article demonstrates is it may have some more far-reaching effects as well. Okay, well, hopefully this has been helpful. And I'll see you guys next time in the next video.